Hello, it's me. Are you surprised? You shouldn't be. Hi, how are you? It's Thursday morning. It's the morning that the show is usually posted, and I'm putting this together right now for you. It's gonna be short. It's gonna be quick. I just wanted to pop on here and say first, hi. Second, love ya. Third, hope you're doing well. And fourth, I'm not doing so great, and that's okay. I'll be all right. I talked about, you know, some stuff that's been going on a couple minisodes ago. This year I've been struggling with my mental health, and I've been struggling to stay on top of things and kind of keep the whole engine moving forward. The thing about doing this stuff, like content creation and making the podcast the way that I do, is I'm a one man band. I'm everything. I'm the PR team. I'm the CEO. I'm the CFO. I'm the writer, director, the star. It's just me. I'm the editor. The buck stops with me, and that was really exhilarating for the first year and a half that I was doing it or so. This year it's been hard. I've been pushing through a lot of resistance and a lot of, like, I feel like my body and my brain have been yelling at me to stop for a while now and just saying, like, just take a break. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm taking a break. This show, I've been making weekly episodes of this show for over 2 years. We've got like 115 episodes of this show. And I mean, you know, I'm not like Joe Rogan over here. I'm not Dax and Monica. I'm not Mark Maron. I'm not the Smartless guys. They're making thousands of dollars every time they put out an episode, tens of thousands of dollars in sponsorships and in, you know, I mean, for Dax and Monica and for Joe Rogan, it's like with the amount that Spotify bought their podcast for, I don't know how much money per episode that works out to, but it's a lot. And I don't make any money for the podcast. The podcast is something I just do because I enjoy doing it. And I was told early on by other podcasters that, like, you can't stop. Like, consistency is the name of the game. I was told that about content too. You can't stop. You got to go, 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 go. It's interesting. You know, you feel like your devices listen to you. You talk about needing new hiking shoes, and then you see an ad for new hiking shoes. You know, you look up like love seats, and then for 3 weeks straight, all you're getting is ads for love seats. I've been talking to people about how I'm going to take this break, and now I'm like, I think I need to just take a couple weeks off of content and actually take a break. And I opened up TikTok the other day, and the first video on my For You page was Gary Vee giving some guy advice at a club. He was like leaning into the guy. He's like, hey, man, you trying to make it on TikTok? And the guy was like, yeah, any advice you could give me would be great. And he like leans into him. He's like, 4 times a day. How often are you posting? And the guy was like, I'm posting like once every other day. And he was like, no, man, 4 times a day. 4 times a day hard. You go 4 times a day every day for the next year, and you're gonna blow up. You gotta ride that. You understand what I'm saying? And I was like, this is 100% the algorithm heard that I was taking a break, and they're like, don't you dare. Which is funny that they would do that in the midst of like fully shadow banning me. My account right now is fully paused by them. Like, they are not allowing me to grow and gain new followers. I gain, you know, several thousand new followers a day, and they delete them at the same rate. It's something TikTok does periodically. Not to every creator, but they do to some, and it's weird. I have people all the time reach out to me and go like, oh, I was following you, and then I wasn't following you, and TikTok just does that. They just delete my followers sometimes. And so, yeah, for multiple reasons, like the account stalled anyway. But that's not why. Like, usually I push through that stuff. Usually I just keep posting through that stuff. I just keep taking shots. You know, it's just like shooting your way out of a shooting slump. But this isn't like a shooting slump. This isn't like, oh, my videos aren't doing well, or oh, the numbers aren't going well, so I want to take a break. This is a real solid mental health break. This is like a hiatus, you know? If we can wait a year and a half for the next season of our favorite streaming show and then binge it all in a couple weeks, I believe in all of you in the Blanket Fort Nation that you can hang tough with me for a few weeks. And I guess I will just ask sincerely from the bottom of my heart that you do that with me. I really hope that you'll all stick around and keep listening when the show comes back, hopefully in just a few short weeks, with guests and with topics and hopefully with a rejuvenated host and a host who has been able to spend a little bit more time investing in his mental health and getting back to enjoying this process. It's like this is my full-time gig right now, but like there are some things that pay the bills, and then there are some aspects of it that are just parts that I just do because I feel like if I stop doing them, I'll lose it. And that this is one of them. The podcast is scary for me to stop because the listenership is already – it's the least consumed piece of content I make, the podcast is, and I feel like if I stop doing it for a couple weeks, it'll completely go away. And I don't know. So this is sort of a leap of faith. This is sort of an act of faith of saying – I believe that I can take this break and I can come back and that we'll be okay. We'll get back on track and the show will be better for it. I'll be better for it and we'll all be better for it. If you need to take a break out there and if you can, I mean, God, that's the other thing. I feel so damn privileged to be able to say, no, I can actually take a couple weeks. And I'm not stopping. I'm not not working. I'm just working on other things. I'm just going like, okay, I'm gonna like pull out that script that I put away a while ago and work on some writing. I'm gonna write some songs. I'm gonna work on this short film that I shot 2 years ago that needs to be finalized. You know, I'm gonna just work on some other projects. Like I'm not just gonna sit around and do nothing, but I need to step away consciously from content and from, you know, the podcast and from some things because it's just been, it's not working like it once was for me. And I want it to be, I want to enjoy doing this because it's a great thing. It's my favorite thing in the world. So I hope you'll hang with me. For these, the next few weeks and hopefully the show will be back soon. In the meantime, if you haven't listened to every episode, there's, like I said, 115 episodes of this show. If you have listened to all those episodes, I don't know, go back through, re-listen to one of your favorites, or just, I mean, like, have you watched every video on TikTok? Watch every video on my TikTok. That's a fun little exercise. and like, that's the thing too, is like, I'll be around. I'm still going to be doing like the occasional live stream over on TikTok. If I have like a free hour in a day and I'm just like, and the mood hits me, you might catch me live over on TikTok. I'm still going to be posting things to my story on Instagram. I'm still going to be tweeting. So I'm still going to be around. I'm not like doing the thing where people like delete social media for a while, where they're like, I deleted all my apps and I'm going social media. Maybe I should do that. But mostly what I'm doing is just like, it's just like a slowdown. I'm just doing a break from like the daily grind of making new videos all the time, always having to have like a hot piping new song, new content, all that stuff, and the podcast for a bit. So cool. That's it. That's the gist. Little hiatus. We'll be back shortly. Take care of yourselves. Be kind to each other. Love you so much. Thanks for all of your support, everything you do. Patreon patrons, we love you so much. Man, I feel like I haven't been saying that enough lately, but I just can't. I got to say it with my full chest as often as possible. I really love you, the Patreon patrons, so much. I love all of you, but those Patreon patrons, patreon.com/AustinArcher, those people are the damn backbone of this whole operation, the lifeblood. Oh, man, I love those people. There's exciting things coming up. There's cool things coming up. You know, I still am planning the tour for later this year. Still got the double vinyl in the works. It's looking different than what it used to look like, but it's still being worked on. Got new merch coming out. Merch, guys. Hats and shirts. It's exciting. There's stuff happening, you know. It's just that the daily grind of daily content, the need to constantly be putting out new stuff, the fear that if I don't, all of this is going to implode. I've been feeling very much lately that I need to like chill on that, and that I need to trust that it's okay if I take a breather. So taking a breather, looking at some other things, focusing on some other things for a little bit, and we'll be back shortly. Okay. All right. Love you so much. Have a great day. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.